You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Many of us talk about being stressed out, beat down. I have no time. I feel like I literally have no time. Too many responsibilities, overwhelmed, running around in a circle and wondering how all this stuff's going to get done. You know, looking at your schedule and saying, my gosh, how am I going to be there, and it's 45 minutes away? How am I going to make that work? You have people in your life that keep changing the times, keep changing their schedules, and you're trying to accommodate as well. What does that lead us to? Well, it leads us to feeling overwhelmed. On today's show, on today's episode of Live Your True Life Perspectives, we're talking about what you can do about it when you're actually feeling overwhelmed. I know many of you out there feel overwhelmed on a day-to-day basis. It's not a day of the week if you're not feeling overwhelmed. And many of us have had it where it spills into our weekend. Spills into the entire week. We're constantly dealing with feeling overwhelmed. We're constantly feeling lesser than. We're constantly feeling stressed out, beaten down, no personal time. And on today's show, I'm going to give you some pointers on why this is, because I think a lot of times we don't really realize why we're overwhelmed. We just say it, but we really don't know why. We cluster it into the overwhelmed feeling, when in reality, we really need to understand what does it mean to feel and to be overwhelmed, and how does that project, and why is it in our life? Why are we feeling overwhelmed? Later on, I'm going to give you some tips on ways to stop being overwhelmed, some things you can do that's really going to change your life forever. Okay, so this show came to me just a few minutes ago, and I really think it's a really fundamental thing that we need to talk about, because this is big. We're busy people, lots of responsibilities, feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, don't know where to turn. You know, I know a lot of us have so many schedules. I write all my stuff in a book, okay? I write all my stuff in a schedule book. Yes, I have the appropriate electronics. However, I have always written things down. I am going to begin to actually also put these things in my electronics so that I have a not only a one backup, but a two backup. So I have three functionalities for my calendar, because it seems that oftentimes, because my calendar is this precious commodity, I like to keep it safe, and it's safe, aka my briefcase, which doesn't always happen to be where I am at all times. Fundamentally unable to create certain meetings because I don't know, because I do not want to set a meeting and have to cancel it. So let's first begin with talking about feeling overwhelmed. Okay. Well, the first thing that comes to mind about being overwhelmed, I don't know why this is, but you know how everybody says, I got too much on my plate. I got too much on my plate. I don't have enough bandwidth. I got too much on my plate. And I think most of us feel that way all the time. And I think that it begins with how much we have on the plate. How much do we have on the plate? And what's on that plate? And I know that a lot of us have children. We're taking care of our spouse, our mother, our father, our children. We have work. We have work responsibilities. Showing up to work, getting the work done. You know, whether we're the boss or we're working for the boss, we got to take care of this kind of stuff. You know, we have house responsibilities, keeping the house up. What if things fall apart? You know, I recently woke up one morning. I know that many of you can feel my pain when I talk about this. I woke up one morning and I got in the shower to take a shower and there's no hot water. Okay. And I waited for a while thinking there must be a glitch in the system, like something weird happened and the whole water in the whole area, it's not giving any hot water. It's all cold water and there's just something wrong. It has nothing to do with my personal system in my house, aka I really don't have to spend any money. You know, I'm totally trying to lie to myself really early in the morning like that. And so eventually I realized, no, it's an internal problem. It's going to definitely cost money. On top of that, the water is so chilly. I tried to jump in. That was painful. And I've had cold showers before. Definitely tried it out again. It's not that appealing. So any of y'all thinking about it, you know, it's okay. I actually prefer, you know, I like eating raw eggs. I actually like raw eggs in a cup, you know, you just take it like a shot, you know what I'm saying? That's way better than a cold shower, at least for me. Now, some of you might argue, so I jump out of that kind of screaming. It was a really cold day outside. I think it was about 30 degrees outside. So it wasn't the best of thoughts. I think I wore like 3 layers, and I called the plumbing company. Now, it reminds you, I think like you and I already had meetings, and I had to be at work at 8:30, right? So we had to be at the office. We know that we got to call this plumbing company, and then you know how it is when it comes to the fact of we don't know when we can come. We can be there maybe between 9 and noon. We really don't know. And so you have that coupled with the work and everything else, and you're letting people know, just call me 30 minutes ahead of time, I'll leave work. So you have all that going on. On top of that, you have the stress of the office. You have the stress of the business. You know, I work multiple jobs, it seems like, and I know many of us do. We wear many hats. And so you have that stress on you. You have the stress of the fact that you would like to take a hot shower the next day. I mean, that, or at least that week, it would be a good idea. And so you have to address those issues coupled with all the other responsibilities that you have. And so when we have all this on our plate, the one thing that I've realized is we have to regulate to importance, and then we have to triage, right? I mean, you know, like in a hospital, they call it triage. You know, the people with the worst situations go first. Yes, it depends on the timing, but not always. So if somebody comes in with like a gunshot wound, which is horrible, they're going to go first before somebody, you know, that had XYZ, the flu or whatever. You see what I'm saying? So we have to triage our day, especially when we already have our plate full and then we've gone back for second helpings of the stuff we really didn't want anyway. And I find it a really interesting dichotomy. When you have all these things happen, it's interesting to watch the different realities of different people and how they respond to the pain that they're in, how they respond to the stress level, okay? Very fundamental, because I've seen that a lot of people will fall and crumble under pressure, okay? They just do. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that some of us are very resilient, okay? I've also seen that the more important the problem that appears, the more painful, the more life-threatening, the more most people jump up to the plate, okay? Try to work it out. Try to make it happen. Try to change the situation and make it work. And I'll give you a good example. You know, one day, you're at the office, you get a call from your aunt, and you find out that, you know, somebody's got cancer. And you step up to the plate to work and to help them out. Seriously. Very interesting stuff. And I've seen some people do some heroic stuff, some superwoman, Superman things, with the ability to actually jump up to that plate and make it happen. And, you know, it's interesting because I find that the more chaotic it is for some people, the better they thrive. You know, if there's chaos, they thrive very well. And some people thrive more on chaos than not. Now, other people have a tendency of needing structure. The chaos is really cattywampus to them. It really takes them in a spin. They're overwhelmed. They're confused. They don't know how to, you know, to jump through that. And it's not a good scene. Okay, it's not a good scene. And so we have to be aware of the amount of stuff we have on the plate, and we have to triage as so to accomplish everything that we can possibly accomplish. I've also found that the other reason why we're overwhelmed is because a lot of times in these different situations, we have responsibilities, we have things that we need to do, we have things that we want to do, but there's one little funny thing. There's one little thing on the plate that causes resentment or anger. It's those things that you feel like you're being taken advantage of. Okay? Those things that make you angry. Those things on your plate that you haven't really tackled, that you're probably going more through the motions, that you're just accepting it as it is because you don't want to shed light on how you truly feel. Now, I know a lot of you out there are sitting with this resentment right now, okay? Being taken advantage of, perhaps things that you need to speak up about. But the cycle has continued. You've done it over and over again. You don't want to rock the boat. You want to make everybody happy, except for you're not happy. And we're going to be talking about this more when I return, because this is some powerful stuff. Because if you have some resentment, because you believe that some of the responsibilities that you are taking on, people are taking advantage of your goodwill, of your good heart, then you can't miss this show. Stay tuned. In the meantime, check out my website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com. And I have some new interviews up there actually on the recent press page edition that you might be interested with regards to the 10-day challenge and a couple of news articles that you might find pretty cool. So stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about feeling overwhelmed. We call it stressed out, beat down, no time. Where did the time go? Oh my gosh, I feel like I need to have double days. The days need to go from 24 hours to 48 hours because I don't seem to be making any progress. I know many of us feel like we're like spinning plates. Like every time we spin a plate, one falls down. We have 1,500 of them in a line. We should be working for the carnival, for God's sakes. I feel that way. And I like carnivals. There's nothing against carnival. I'm talking about it's really hard work, but that's the responsibility lineup, right? Okay, so what do we do? What do we do, and how do we get there? And so on today's show, I'm going to be talking more about what it is to be overwhelmed, how we get there, the things that we need to focus on to let go, and then later on, ways to stop being overwhelmed, because this show is all about what? It's about perspective. It's about the real-life situations we deal with, and it's about overcoming them and having actual, positive, real-working solutions that actually work to make life changes. Right before the break, I began to talk about the concept of a lot of times we feel overwhelmed because a lot of the things on our plate, okay, a lot of the things in our bandwidth, remember, I got too much on my plate, I don't have enough bandwidth, are things that we feel as though we are being taken advantage of. Does that make sense? Okay. We feel as though we're being taken advantage of. We feel as though we're getting the short end of the stick of. We're angry about it. We have resentment about it. Okay, and some of those things, we just got to look at it right. Some of the things that we might at the beginning feel like we're being put out is really not being a put out. It's like we really need to focus on what really matters. Okay, so one of those things could be, you know, you're really giving back time and charity and talent. And sometimes you feel as though you're not recognized. And I think you got to look at it from the right perspective and say, why am I doing this in the first place? Okay, so we kind of got to get right with self on that. Is that something we really need to be doing? Do we really feel this way? What can we do to change that thought process? If we can't and we still feel like we're being taken advantage of, then you need to get right with that. You probably need to find something else to do. On the flip side, if you're helping somebody to find work, or you're helping somebody on a job that you feel like you're not getting paid, you're not getting subsidy for, and I think a lot of times we have to look at the upside opportunity. I mean, there's certain things in life that we're going to do that we're not going to get paid for. Okay, I know that very well. And I know that sometimes I'll see clients and I won't charge them because of financial means, but I can't do that all the time because my time schedule does not permit me to do that. Because and I see people all the time, I see clients all the time, and I've got to spend time, I got to have some sleep at night, but I do what I can and I give back, and I'm not resentful of that because I know why I do it, because I do it to help people, I do it to do what I can and to give back. But I think when I feel taken advantage of is more of when I feel like somebody wants me to do something for them, but there's not a lot of reciprocity, if any. Okay, and I think many of us have been in that situation where you're asked to do something, okay, and it sounds good and great, and you're like, yeah, I'm on board. And then when it comes to the responsibilities that you need to take care of, they're on your butt like white on rice. Did you get this done? Did you get this done? Did you get this done? Oh, by the way, did you get this done? And it's kind of rude. Like, there's a time when you're kind of like, yeah, I did, but the way you're conveying that is kind of pissing me off. I'm not really happy with the way you're acting toward me. But you don't say anything and you don't speak up, so you stick it inside, right? And then it's like all about what you haven't done or what you have done. But when it comes to the brass tacks of figuring out what's going on with them, they haven't really worked on their side of the street. And I think a lot of us subconsciously already know kind of the game plan. A lot of us subconsciously already know the game plan. We already know how the game is being played. And even though we want to believe certain things, we want to take certain things into consideration, we want to feel a certain way about somebody, sometimes the red flags are just in your face. And so the idea of being taken advantage of, okay, now I'm going to throw this out there. Some of you are going to agree with me, some of you are going to disagree with me. The idea of being taken advantage is a two-way street. Because the only way somebody can physically, mentally, emotionally, whatever, take advantage of you is if you let them. Okay. And yeah, shame on them for lying. Shame on them for telling the story. Shame on them for trying to scam you. But there comes a time that you have to literally ask yourself, do I feel good about being here? Does my relationship with this person and our actions, our work, whatever that is, does it make me feel good? Or does it make me feel empty? Do I feel as if I'm being taken advantage of? How do I feel like I'm being taken advantage of? Well, I feel this, this, and that. Okay, so you've really got to focus on it, because what I found is that many of us do one of two things. We get very angry at the person, we lash out, we really don't learn, and we move on and we let it happen again. Or what we do is we go, well, it's really not that bad. It's really not that bad. I'm taking things personal. You know what? I'm being emotional again. I just need to suck it up and take care of it, and everything's going to work out. But the thing is that that's the previous cycle that you've run before. That's the same cycle you've run before. Nothing's changed. You see what I'm saying? So the problem is that we're trying to make changes in our life, but we're not doing anything to change it. And we're also questioning our own gut. And I think that's where you got to really think about it. What is your gut telling you when it's things that you feel you're being taken advantage of? And you really got to look at things from all levels, because a lot of us see certain things as being responsibility, putting us out. But some of those things that we think are putting us out are really opportunities that are kind of hidden. Now, there are some things that look like opportunities, right? They look like opportunities. They smell like an opportunity. But yet, there's something hidden back there that we haven't looked at. There's something hidden back there that's going to cause us great pain if we don't have answers to our questions, if we don't figure it out, if we don't understand, we'll have to get that together. So we have to figure out exactly what that's about, and we have to move forward. And I think one of the biggest things, too, that I find is just being honest with people. And I'll talk more about this toward the end of the hour, but you got to just say how you feel sometimes. Now, not in a rude way, not in a toxic way, not in a screaming, oh my God way. No, but more like, you know, hey, I really want to bring this to your attention. I mean, I'm feeling this way. I don't know why I'm feeling this way, but I'm feeling this way for a reason. And I don't know why I am. I don't know what's happening, but this is where I'm feeling. And again, and then on top of that, it can't just be all about how you feel, but then you have to really get into the brass tacks and say, hey, how are we going to, what are we going to do about this? Okay. And then you have to gauge with your gut what you feel about the response. And I found that actions speak louder than words. And if you're having some response that sounds good, but their actions aren't speaking the same way, you've got to get right with that too. You got to get right with that too, because you can't expect it to just work itself out. You've got to actually put the time and effort to figure out what you want in the situation and decide, are you wasting time? Are you not wasting time? And what else do you want to get out of it? Is there something else you need to learn? And how do you move forward? I think a lot of us are overwhelmed because of another reason. Besides feeling they were being taken advantage of and the amount of stuff on our plate, I think some of us feel overwhelmed because we just don't know how to say no. Many of us feel bad about saying no. I know there's a lot of you out there, and I know I was one of you at one time, but I'm reformed. I'm a born-again knower. Seriously. I used to say yes to everything. Because why? Because I wanted to do things for people. I wanted to help them. I cared. La, 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 la. But what it really came down to is I wanted to do everything because I wanted everybody to like me. I wanted everybody to like me. And it was a big deal. And I like being liked. And I like when people like me because I like being liked. It's not a bad thing. Being liked is not a bad thing. But I've realized that life can be a popularity contest. It's not supposed to be. But I realize if somebody likes you based on what you do for them, and that's it, that's not much of a relationship. You got nothing. Hey, I'm codependent to the way I feel. I'm codependent in the fact that you like me. I'm going to keep doing all these things for you. I'm not getting anything back in return, but that's okay. That's okay because I like you and you like me and you're my friend and therefore I'm cool. And guess what? People like me. And so when I return, I'll be talking more about saying no. And I'll also start talking more about where are we putting our energy? I'm going to be asking you that question. Where are you putting your energy? What are you focusing on? What people are you focusing on? What activities are you focusing on? We need to get that all figured out so that we make the right choices, make the right decisions, and use the time that's valuable in a valuable way that benefits us. Stay tuned. Oh, by the way, check out the YouTube channel. YouTube. Go to YouTube on Google. Put in Ashley Burgess. You'll find my YouTube channel, new video content every single week, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about feeling overwhelmed, how many of us are constantly feeling overwhelmed day in and day out and not knowing exactly what to do about it. We feel as though we have too much on our plate. We feel as though things are getting out of control. Some of us think that we do have a lot of responsibilities. We can take care of them. We get gratification from them. But there's other responsibilities and things that we feel as though that are on our plate that we feel like we're being taken advantage of. And I find that many of us find ourselves in these cycles where we're doing things for people that we feel don't actually care about us, don't really understand the value we're contributing, don't understand the work that we're doing. And so over time, that resentment and anger is beginning to build up. It's just the normal precedence. It's just the way that it goes. And as that builds up, it becomes a problem. It becomes a major, major problem. And the thing is that a lot of times, instead of sticking up and standing up and doing what we need to do and go, hey, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. This is how I'm feeling. Can we talk about this? Instead of that, we try to let it go, sweep it under the rug, not worry about it. And then over time, the resentment gets worse. And I'm going to give you a good example because, a funny example is like always helping a buddy move. The guy that never helps you, but you're always helping them. You hate moving. You got back issues. The last thing you want to do is that, but you're helping them out. Now, that only comes around once every 6 months, once every year. Not a big deal. But what about the folks that you're always taking care of? What about the person that you're always doing something for that seems to not really care about you? You feel as though literally everything you're doing is around them, don't you feel? And you get resentment from that. And so one of the considerations, and I'll talk about this in a little bit, but I want to talk about it just a little bit right now, is you got to stand up for yourself. Because I found that there's some things that you are being taken advantage of, and there's some things you're really not being taken advantage of, but you need to get some clarity. But if you really feel in your gut that you have gone above and beyond the call of duty, that you feel as though somebody is taking clear and present advantage of you, and you feel like it's been going on for a period of time, out of self-respect for yourself, you've got to step up to the plate and begin to have that uncomfortable conversation. Okay. The uncomfortable conversation is saying, hey, I like you, obviously, you know, whatever, but, you know, I'm feeling X, Y, Z. And we need to talk about this because whether or not you're meaning to do that, I don't really think that's the case, but I'm feeling like this. And I think it's time that we clear the air and discuss because there's an obvious reason why I'm feeling this way. There's an obvious reason why I'm feeling this way. Okay, because a lot of us have a tendency of second-guessing our feelings, second-guessing our emotions, you know, sweeping them under the rug, yada, yada, yada. And the thing is that that doesn't do our self-esteem very well. It also has us fall into certain specific traps. And I know that the examples are, they're endless. And I know many of you right now are thinking exactly, man, I do this XYZ. Every week, I feel like I'm not, I mean, I feel like nothing. First off, I don't get anything out of it. I mean, really, honestly, and we can do things for the goodness out of our heart. But I think that every single day or every single week, or you really got to focus on that. And then you got to look at it in the next step is why am I doing this? Is it because I am so prone to being a people pleaser? Do I let people take advantage of me when I full know it because I don't want to say no, because I don't want them to not like me? Many of us want to be liked by everybody, and I get it, and I understand it, okay? I was a big time, I want to be liked by everybody for a very long time, and I understand that. But there comes a time when we got to do what's right for us. There comes a time when we got to put our foot down and say no. Survivor of a near-fatal illness, author of The Anatomy of a Patient, speaker and friend, Reggie Harvey joins me here live in studio on Live Your True Life Perspectives. So great to have you in studio, Reggie.
Thanks for having me back.
So last week when we were talking, you were talking about how your life had become extremely mindful, how every day is a gift, and how you really put forth effort to speak to everybody you come into contact with and to really relish in that life. I think it's interesting and powerful that from what I hear from you, you were never really going down the path as woe is me. Actually, you decided you needed to find a plan.
Ashley, what I figured out early on is there was nothing to be gained by blaming my former doctors for missing the diagnosis or for blaming myself for things that I possibly could have done or could have done differently. And I got that from my relationship early on as a little boy with my great-grandmother. She was a fantastic, regal woman of 101 years old. She died when I was 12, but I spent every Christmas and many visits to her farm back in Iowa. During her long lifetime, she survived the aftermath of the Civil War, World War I, World War II, women's right to vote, putting a man on the moon. Granny, as we affectionately called her, lived at a time when the common cold could kill you. But rather than complain about how hard life was, Granny always came around to the fact that what was important was what was the plan. Life throws curves your way. Bad things happen. They just do. You have no control over that. She didn't waste any time crying or lamenting about how her life could have been better or how hard it may have been. She just always wanted everybody to share what's the plan moving forward.
I love that because oftentimes when you are thrown a curveball like this, especially with your health, and I understand it can be overwhelming. We have a tendency of looking at the hows and the whys and why this happened to me instead of really formulating that plan and moving forward. And that plan is what keeps us well. That plan is what becomes wellness instead of sickness.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people, and I was one of those people, have this crazy idea that when we get sick, all we need to do is pop a pill, get a shot, and it's the doctor's responsibility totally to rescue us. Well, that's a bunch of crap. What we have to do is take charge of our own wellness. We have to figure out a way to build excitement in the people around us, in our family members, in our friends, in our colleagues at work, in our medical staffs, in the receptionists at the doctor's office. Everybody needs to be excited to see us and realize that they are working with us on the objective of improving your life. Anything less than that is a waste of everybody's time.
I so agree with you. It's interesting, as you know my story, being young and being ill as a kid, one of the things that I always knew, though, is to keep your head up high, to try to smile as much as possible. And I saw that it really is powerful. And the fact that you show up, and I think showing up and showing the fact that you actually want to live and you're doing everything to do that is powerful. And everybody around you senses that. And so they jump to a higher level of regard for you. Don't you find that true?
That is exactly the case. And I know that when you're sick, you feel like, oh, I'm worn out, I'm exhausted, I'm tired, I don't want to carry anybody else's burden. Well, it's not anybody else's burden. These people love you and they want to help you. But like you said, in order for them to jump in feet first into this black hole that there's no roadmap for, you've got to instill confidence in them that you're not going to abandon them in the middle of the effort. So no matter how bad you feel, you've got to make them feel confident that anything they do, even if they just show up to hold your hand, is cherished.
I love that, Reggie. It's showing that everybody deserves respect and love, and the fact that when they're doing something for you, you actually see the value of that, and it's part of the team effort. It's not just part of one person.
Exactly. And I'm so glad that you've given me this opportunity to share my experience with your listeners, with your audience. And I appreciate so very much your continued friendship and your success in opening this forum for the world to enjoy.
Well, I can't wait for you to come back next week and inspire us even more on ways to be mindful, dealing with our situation, and overcoming the adversity in all of our lives, and I think you have intrinsic wisdom to do so.
Thank you, Ashley.
Reggie comes from a very unique position, and I understand exactly where he's coming from. I've been there. I understand, and I respect every moment that he contributes to the show because he knows how important it is to value your time, how important it is to really use that time wisely, and how important it is to put your foot down when you feel like you're being taken advantage of, and to put your foot down and to really be focused on where you're using your energy. When I return, I'll be talking more about saying no and more about really exploring where are you giving your energy, where you're placing your energy, and how to really take back your life, let go of feeling overwhelmed, and instead feel motivated, successful, and happy. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
You could be my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been focusing on feeling overwhelmed, how and why we feel overwhelmed, and what we can do about it. I mean, feeling overwhelmed does not have to be an entire life journey. It can be a chapter that we go through. It can be an interesting little adventure, a side road, right? We exit somewhere and we go, yeah, it's been fun. I think it's time to get back on the highway. I would like to go focus on a different type of life than being completely overwhelmed. Right after we spoke with Reggie, we began to really talk again about the energy and saying no. And so one of the things that we really need to get involved with in our life is to really focus on the fact that we can say no. And that saying no is sometimes the right thing to do. And I know that many of us say, well, I'm so used to saying yes. I'm so used to it. But how many times do you say yes and you're resentful? You're angry about it. You say yes because you want to people please. You say yes because you're used to saying yes. When in reality, if you would have said no, the flip-flop to you saying, well, if I don't do it, nobody's going to do it. I mean, all they have is me. I'm the only person to do it. Actually, they might find somebody that does it and gets the job done and is not like huffing and puffing the whole time about how angry they are and how resentful they are and how mad they are about having to do this. Okay? There's two sides to everything, right? There's many ways to get somewhere. There's many routes to take on a highway, on a farm road, on a side road. There's a lot of ways to get somewhere, right? It's not just one. And a lot of times we just think about the fact, well, if I don't do it, they got nobody. I'm their only person. Well, that's just not true. And if it is, then, you know, what's up with all their friends and family? I mean, you know, come on, did they burn them all out doing all this stuff? I mean, that's a thought, too. You know, you got to be careful with some folks. They burned everybody out. They've used everybody so much, nobody wants to be around them anymore. Okay, so that's another red flag. And I'm not saying everybody's like that doesn't have, you know, people that they can count on. But there's some folks out there that have burned their bridges. They have burned through everybody. They've used people. They've left people dying in the streets. And then they'll give you the sob story of, you're the only one that can help me. Well, it's, you're the only one that's still standing here because everybody else has figured out my BS. Okay, so really, think about those types of things. Don't let the ego get in the way of what you're doing. Stop the ego in its tracks and really focus on what matters. Okay, so let's really get into the nitty-gritty tonight. Is that a lot of times we feel overwhelmed because we're giving our energy to folks and activities that don't need it. They don't deserve it. And a lot of us are doing that, why? Because we're people pleasers. A lot of us are doing that to win points. A lot of us are doing that because why? Because we feel we have to? Because we're needy toward it? Because we feel like if we do this and something's going to come out of it? Oh, if I do this for them, then maybe they'll realize who I am and they'll start hanging out with me and they'll treat me better. If I just do this, maybe I'll get into the group. Or, you know, it's like, what's going on here? I'll get the praise. I'll get the respect. I'll get the acceptance of them. I've realized one thing is that doing something to get acceptance ain't ever going to work for you. Nobody's ever going to accept you until you accept yourself. And so you need to be spending more time. I've done this. I can preach this a little bit because I've already done it. If I hadn't done it, I would be hiding behind this, because the fact is that in order to really understand your value, you literally had to pull off all the sides of the onion, you know, aka the shells that we put up, the mask, and you got to get real with yourself. And then you got to say, hey, can I accept myself? And how do you accept yourself? From unconditional love. How do you get unconditional love? From creating boundaries, overcoming negativity, getting right with yourself, spending time with yourself, and actually loving yourself before loving someone else and understanding that. And I'm not saying if you have a child, then you're not supposed to love them first, but I'm saying you love yourself unconditionally and you understand that unconditional love, and therefore you can supply that to the other people in your life. If you don't have unconditional love for yourself, then how are you supposed to fabricate it? How are you supposed to fabricate it? Okay? If I have a real moe in my home, I can show somebody what a real moe looks like. This is what a real moe looks like, because it's a real moe. And if I got a fake moe, you know, built on all these conditions, you like that, the symbolism? I can't show you what a real one is. I can only show you what the fake one is, derived from my upbringing and my codependency. I can't show you anything else, so I'm kind of like walking around trying to figure it out, but I really don't have the information myself because I don't know how to unconditionally love myself. Therefore, I cannot unconditionally love you. And so what we need to step back today is really think about the fact that we feel overwhelmed a lot of times because we put a lot on our plate. Yeah. And there's a lot of things we have to do. I work hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. And there's things that there's a lot on my plate, but I work to get rid of the things that do not support my direction. I work to let go of things that do not support my values. And I also really look at things and say, am I doing this for the goodness and the right reasons, or am I doing this to be accepted, to be liked, to be glorified? And I really focus on that too, because we only have so much time. One of the things too that I've really realized that I do in the last few years, and I think many of you know that a long time ago when I was younger, I was diagnosed with attention deficit hyper disorder. So organizing my thoughts in my day was extremely hard. And I still battle it sometimes, but I've really worked really hard to create solutions to overcome that. I write I write all of my meetings and times, and I schedule all my therapy sessions in an actual paper book that I carry with me. I'm going to begin to add that to the electronic versions as well. And I'm going to eventually have an electronic calendar on my website where folks can actually schedule therapy sessions with me, whether it's in person or Skype or FaceTime or VC, and they can schedule right there and it'll link electronically. And so I'm really getting up to date with that stuff. But organization is key. You got to stay organized, because if you're not organized, you're running around in a circle, you're overwhelmed, you're stressed out, you're worried because you missed something, you're worried, you get more worried. That stress is like cortisol. That cortisol makes you gain weight. You get overweight and then you start getting angry because you're like, why am I gaining weight? I'm not even eating what I want to eat. I'm not drinking any wine. Now I'm gaining weight. So really focusing on organizing. The second thing is we got to stand up for ourselves. If you feel like you're being taken advantage, you got to positively and practically stand up for yourself and speak your truth. And you got to try to get ahead of the problem, because that's one of the biggest problems that many of us have, is that we don't get ahead of the problem, so we're talking about it after the fact. So the problem's already happened. We've already gotten our feelings hurt. We've already gotten monetarily or physically, emotionally hurt. We haven't said anything. We got to get ahead of the problem this time. So we got to hit it head on. And if we can get it head on, we can actually stop it in its tracks. And last but not least, one thing is to remember, friends can be for a season. People can be for a season. Sometimes it's time to really, really focus on who's awesome, who you love, who cares about you, who you care about, and you might want to clean some house, okay? Because we only got so much time on this planet, so we might as well use it for the highest good we possibly can. And I believe in you, and I believe in your highest good, and I know that you truly want to live your true life. So with much love and respect, Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. You know it. I'll be back this time in three shakes.